Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring, boring, boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
What's the perception, or who has jumped out in terms of pitchers?
Jonathan Vintaro with the Mets. This is somebody that they signed out of the Pioneer League in June. He was told he pitched two innings for his Pioneer League team in Glacier, which is just outside Glacier National Park. The Pioneer League as a league had an ERA in the sevens this year. So anybody who can pitch semi decently well, and guess who did that last 2 years ago was Zach Penrod.
Yeah.
Zach Penrod did that last year. The Red Sox signed him. He made the major leagues this year. Pintaro's kind of on that track. They signed him on June 2nd. He got taken out of the game in the second inning. He saw somebody warming in the bullpen. He's like, what the hell? And then his manager's like, oh, yeah, the Mets purchased your contract. 4 days later, he was pitching for High A Brooklyn, and he got a four-inning save. He finished the year at AAA. He was telling me the other day, like, he went to Division II college in Shorter University in Georgia and didn't have any data there whatsoever. Went to the MLB draft league, learned a little bit more about himself there, went to the Pioneer League. He had an owner who was giving him HitTrax data, TrackMan data, anything he could get his hands on. And he had a fastball cutter, and he's like, I need more than this. So he added a sweeper, he added a sinker, he added a changeup. He worked with Austin Nola, former Major League catcher, brother of Aaron Nola, mm-hmm. who lived in Montana and was telling him, hey, you're tipping your pitches. I can see your grip
really?
On the backside of your delivery. So he put all those pieces together, finished the year at AAA for the Mets, and like, he might be knocking on the door next year. So I love stories like that.
Guys, what a great story. What a great story. Good for you. Go check that out.
Now I need to finish writing it. This is going to be my impetus to like actually file the thing.
But you know how it works, Sam. You're workshopping it. It's great. It's great.
It's here.
So, but that's a great story. So you think that he's potentially, like, that's another part of this. Like, everyone wants to know how close are you, because these guys, how close are you? You think potentially 2025, this is a guy. I mean, Zach Penrod, no one ever thought he was going to make the major leagues 2024, but he did. So for this guy, right, it's 2025 is a realistic thing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he finished the year at AAA.
Yeah.
I think this was his age 26 season. So it's got to happen either next year or the year after that. But like, I think he's got a deep enough pitch mix now. The Mets liked his cutter enough. I think getting that pro instruction has been huge for him. He's probably more of a bullpen option at this point in his career. But like, so what? You go from the Pioneer League to the bigs, and he'll pitch any innings that they give him. And that's a player development win for the Mets at a time where that's what good orgs do.
All right, so give me some hitters that have jumped out, and they don't have to be names, but give me the stars of the people who are like, oh yeah, let's go. Drew Gilbert is there.
Drew Gilbert is there. Yep.
Yeah.
He's a Mets prospect, coming off a hamstring injury for much of the year for the Mets. He's played a lot of right field for that Scottsdale team here. I got to see him hit two homers, which is very much his game. Like, you look at him, you don't think he's much of a power guy. He's pretty well built. But he hits the ball to the pull side and he lifts it really well. And that's how he's going to get his homers. That is a really good skill of his. He's got a good arm. He can be above average speed. He hasn't really shown it much so far in the fall league that I've seen. I don't know if he's protecting that hamstring or what, but he might be heating up here. I saw him the other day. He had a two homer game, again, lifting that ball to the pull side. So we'll see how things go. It's a 6 week season. We're barely through 3 weeks so far. So maybe he can kind of keep this momentum going.
Well, I mean, the reason I asked about him is because, you know, he was coming off that haul, the Max Scherzer they're playing for 2026 haul, the Mets haul of the trade deadline, you know, that he was, he was one of them. And, and when you get on the radar, That's what people want to know. Right, names that you mentioned, like, they are on the radar.
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.